From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Changes are being rolled out in the system that gets your kids' school bus back and forth. Northeast Tri-Board Student Transportation has designated routes urban and rural. If rural roads are too treacherous but streets in town are safe, only the buses that start outside of town will be canceled on inclement weather days. In addition, Supervisor Ryan Hartling says on cold weather days, buses won't run in the morning.
But if we know that the temperature is going to rise above our threshold of canceling the buses throughout the day, we will run the buses in the afternoon.
On those days, if you were able to get your kids to school, their bus will get them home in the afternoon. The Ford government says it's making it easier to own your first home. New legislation supports a plan to crack down on speculators who are driving up the cost of housing. It would also protect home buyers from predatory development practices and create more housing options. Ontario would also commit to a housing supply action plan every year over 4 years, starting this year and next. Former Chief of Canada's Defence Staff, General Jonathan Vance, has been given a conditional discharge after pleading guilty to obstruction of justice. Vance entered the plea in an Ottawa courtroom today. He was charged following an investigation into allegations of inappropriate behaviour last year. The Canadian Forces charged Vance, but then gave the case to civilian authorities for prosecution. The discharge includes conditions that Vance work 80 hours of community service and be on probation for 12 months. You soon won't have to pay to get a criminal record check to volunteer in Ontario. As of Saturday, the province is scrapping the fee, making it easier to give your time at nonprofit organizations. Volunteers can also receive up to 5 copies of a police record check for free, making it easier to apply for several volunteer positions. And finally this afternoon, Cochrane native and retired OPP officer Tim Foster has also now retired from being a hockey referee after 54 years. The 64-year-old began refereeing in his hometown 14 years before joining the OPP. He says becoming a police officer made him realize that hockey is just a game.
When you're refereeing the game of life, it makes a big difference. And once you've done that, it makes it the game of hockey so calm.
A lot of police officers become referees. Foster believes it's because they want to be involved in the community other than enforcing the laws. There's a lot more from Tim Foster in the audio link of our interview from his home near North Bay on our website. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.